The Singing Harp. Once the greatest musical implement passed from gods to Taliesin, strings each representing the harmony of the spheres, singing a melody that drew angels near. Taliesin passed on to Avalon, as mystical bards ever do. The harp fell into the hands of giants, of old firbolgs hidden in lofty realms, until a jackanapes climbed the stalk of a humble bean, bent on adventure, and stole what rightfully was never his. The harp again tumbled, its exalted position, ethereal glow tarnished on touching earth in mud and silt. Then a vibration likened to the tremor before the world began, traversed the space of air housed within each man and woman. Rage quivered its taut strings, enticing people to hear its tale. The maltreatment throughout the ages soured the notes within its captive spirit. Yet melodies played the edge of sound, where it cut the world apart, filleted the song into small parcels, notes to transport one into darker reaches. While the harp was handled with deft fingers, in turn it played the crowds, its skill a chord that stings as the song slices deep, a note that lofts as gentle as a dandelion puff, a tone that burrows, leaving an indelible mark like the first time one truly made love. The harp's revenge as a misused servant, a song that sets the world to thrumming, a hymn that brings an exhalation of wind, an aria of death, as the strings cut profoundly through the chords of every throat, severing the voices of those who would call, supplications to heaven's uncaring host, silencing each joy before it was spoken. Quietude fell, as did hundreds of bodies. The harp left alone as caution's tales flew, a curse for any would-be listeners. Musicians remained beyond sound's perimeter, its strings stilled by solitude as fairy tales grew in the world beyond. Decades fluttering by, until Taliesin's instrument forgot its anger, its purpose, and settled mute forevermore.